We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What does this current Maverick season have in common with my last proctology visit? We clinched! It's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast, everybody. We're getting ready for the playoffs. I'm your host, Don Denham. With me, as always, is my fellow Mavs fan for life, my bro host, a.k.a. Reddit Mavericks, Ruben Tomas. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. You know, we won at least 50 games, you know, 51 games, so that's... We're recording this before the Spurs game tonight, obviously, because that like game is late as fuck.
Sure.
So we have things we gotta do. But yeah, I feel good, you know. Playoffs start next Saturday or Sunday. So see how things go.
I feel like glass should break at this moment. Is that Squish's music? By God! He's back.
Whoa, hell, yeah.
Joining us from the top rope, we have Formerly Dick Nowitzki, now redacted, still Squish 41. Squish, how are you, sir?
I've been doing fine.
Back on the pod.
Finally. Just crafting tweets out on the ranch. If you're down with that, give me a hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
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 Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks.
How many wins did they have?
What?
50 wins?
What?
52 wins?
What?
All the wins?
Oh, hell yeah.
For those of you that don't know, WrestleMania was in Dallas most recently, and it was, I guess that's like
clearly
a week or two late.
Like clearly, yeah, it was like a week late, I think.
WrestleMania happened recently. As a result, it brought out my real accent. This is just how I talk, guys.
Yep, he is looking out over us from an ocean of stone-cold broken skull IPA. Just swimming in a cascade of wrestling branded beer. So guys, there's not a whole lot to talk about aside from just we're excited about the playoffs. We've got one game that could be fairly important for seeding, but to be honest, I'm really not too worried one way or the other as far as what matchups we get. What do you guys feel about this current Spurs matchup that's going to happen tonight?
I mean, no one has anything to fight for, really. Like, I mean, like the Spurs, everything's locked up, you know, for their matchup with the Pelicans. And we should probably still try to go for like a third seed. I don't really like at this point. Like, we play who we play, so I'm not like too concerned about like today's game at all. Like,
yeah, it's like, do we play like the ice cold Jazz or do we play the very injured Nuggets? I mean, like Jokic scares me more than Gobert, but I think in a 7-game series we can figure that out.
Yeah, I'm kind of checked out like when it comes to regular season at this point. So yeah, I think if I were to pick one of the two, I think we got them in six.
Like, yeah,
I'm not too concerned. So
yeah. I'm right there with you. I mean, like, I do want to go to Utah because I would say that like Denver's fans are significantly cooler than Utah fans. Like, that Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, I mean, like, to hand Utah an L would make me feel a lot better.
Again, making their five fans that have Wi-Fi mad would be great. I'd love that. Shout out Vernon Maxwell. But I mean, out of those two, I would take either. I think Utah would just be hilarious because it does seem like that team is definitely just like falling apart, and getting Rudy Gogert over here would be hilarious. You know, just like whoever wins that keeps Rudy in the long run.
Rudy Gobert.
The Rudy Gogert is quite possibly my favorite. Like, it seems like it would have a lot of utility. Oh, yogurt on the go? That's great. Wait, do I ever need that?
Why was that a thing?
A versatile switchable big that is a defense in a box? Well, that sounds really good, but do we need that in this current NBA?
Who do you got, Squish? Who would you want out of the two if you had to decide?
I'd be fun to see. I'm weird. It's weird. I'm more scared of Jokic than I am of the entire Utah Jazz team.
I'm more scared of Jokic than the entire state of Utah.
Like every single person that lives out there.
I don't know. I think we could win either matchup, but I think challenging Jokic is always going to be a problem. I don't know. Utah has potentially more dysfunction, and we know we can beat both teams, right? But
yeah, it
can't be fun to beat the Jazz because their fans suck. Utah's a bad city, and you know,
or state.
quoting Dirk. and you know, a well-known, you know, a jazz hub, Utah will be playing.
Oh, I was like, what? You
know? My brain was like, day,
we've got to beat them based on the fact that their team name doesn't make any sense at this point.
That's probably the best joke in basketball. Do you guys remember that movie?
Yes.
They're talking about like just like the passion of sports is just dwindling for the sake of money. They're like, the Minnesota Lakers moved to LA where there are no lakes, and the New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah where there is no music.
It's great shit, dude. Yeah, it's basically Footloose out there. But we
mainly need to play them and beat them just so I can use the Jazz music stop memes.
Yeah. Because after every win, just like Jazz. God. Yeah.
I mean, like their hashtag take note. I'm like, that's cute.
That's fun. I'm like, that's a really like smart, like fun
guys, if they're having like internal turmoil, does that mean that they have a staph infection?
Fuck off.
Are they getting into treble?
Shut up. Oh, dude. Shit.
Their offensive sets are super basic.
I'm saying if we play them, I'm fucking using some of that.
Gobert miss action with a cleft foot.
Oh man, the thing about the Nuggets though is that, you know, Jokic is in that era of like Luka where it's like he can win you a game on his own, like if he needs to. Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely can and probably will. You know, I don't think we're sweeping either of these opponents, but
I just don't want to challenge a man in the first round that is shooting like 400% lately and literally ate a Morris twin.
And who I think right now, I think he's like still MVP frontrunner, right? It's like him and Embiid. Like,
yeah, he's set too many records, and I would say that like the MVP race, like that's one of the things that you have to do. It's like you're either the best player on the best team, like in a season of dominance, or you're the best player on a team that would have no business in like postseason success whatsoever. Like, would not be the thing without you, like the on-off thing. And doing something like they always tend to reward that sort of performance.
Yeah.
And which sucks because like I was actually kind of rooting for Embiid for MVP this season, but like pretty much since James Harden came in, like it kind of been overshadowed. And like Embiid might still win the scoring title though, so that would be an interesting little And normally like the MVP race is always about who's like the next new hotness, and like it really felt like it was going to be Embiid, but. Instead, it's I be honest, like, but I think like just Milwaukee's win total isn't as good as it could have been, and so yeah. And I think he had to sit out a whole bunch and all that stuff. So it's just interesting because like you have like it made sense for Jokic to win last season, And it will make sense if he wins it this season. But normally, it's like, yeah, for a guy to win back-to-back is, you know, quite rare, especially now because it's just all narrative-based. But, like, right now, I'm just like, yeah, this guy is just head and shoulders above any performance this season. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw, like, a thing where it was, like calculating all the metrics and everything, like, events metrics, like, the standard stuff. Like, I think it was, like, I think, like, literally, like, it was Jokic, like, had, like, 30 of them. Like, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like, Luka has, like, 15. It's like, okay. Like, cool.
Well, he's, you know, like, Luka's not so Jokic, he was, like, the first person with, like, it's, like, 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists, or one of the
in
two.
In a season.
Yeah.
500 receipts.
Yeah, 500 receipts. And and 12 donkeys. Like, no one's ever had those. No, it's absolutely insane what Jokic is doing. So it's like, but, you know, MVP is not always, you know, a great determinant of playoff success. So that's why I'm not too worried about it. I'm also, I mean,
we know about that. So.
Well, and also, like, I'm so stoked about this current Mav squad. And I think a good portion of it is just like, it's not just the productivity. It's not just the wins. It's the, like, seeing the chemistry is, there's just, that's my favorite part about basketball is that you have traded Porzingis, who is arguably like one of the most talented players in the league, not top 10, likely not. Let me say maybe what, top 40, maybe top 50, and for two guys that are significantly less talented, but we're playing so much better with those two there, and it was clearly an addition by subtraction, chemistry wise, and the team's just doing better because everyone's just bought in and just doing awesome stuff and committing to their roles and making it work. And singing Backstreet Boys in between timeouts. It's just like when I see stuff like that, that's where I'm like, I'm excited about this team. I'm pulling for this team. I really just can't wait for playoff basketball to happen.
Yeah. I mean, and I know like people are like going back to like us, like, you know, going into the playoffs. Like, I know everybody's like already kind of looking ahead. And I'm like, hey, like, I can't do that.
Right. We just got to get into the first out of the first round, and I'm happy.
Yeah. And I'm sure I'm sure exactly what Luca's thinking. You know, like, hey,
one thing at a time. First goal, win a home playoff game. That'd be nice.
That'd be because that was sad last year.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. Up 19.
Game six timeout.
I know, god damn it. but hey, new season, you know.
New season, new bald guy at the helm. Like, it's gonna be great. That was
literally a year ago. Like,
we got better Baldy.
Yeah, you know, out of the two, it looks like at this point. I mean, speaking of, have you seen like the narratives, like him talking about how he's okay with like being on a rebuilding team and like he wants to be with the Pacers for the long run and stuff like that? And I'm like,
he came here to coach.
I'm like, okay, dude. Like, whatever you say, man. I don't believe you. I'm trying to, anything else we need to talk about? I mean, like, I went to that the game on Friday. Went to the sneaker event, which was really cool.
There's a pretty big thing to talk about, right?
I mean, we could talk about like about us.
Yes, let's go ahead and do that before we have a huge announcement.
Okay, well,
might be good to get into that before we get too far into this, in case somebody misses.
We probably should have led.
We should maybe make an edit and lead with that. So if you're listening now, we're gonna travel back in time
and go back and
go back to the beginning of the podcast.
High past us.
All right, let's see. Yeah, who wants to announce this?
You.
Yeah, okay. Rubes, you should do it.
Literally, like, your middle name is the announcer, I think.
Whatever, anyway. So, guys, a question was posed to me on Twitter from one Squish41 yesterday. It was eye emojis with a question mark. Like, a week ago, I think me and Squish both decided that we were going to tweet eye emojis at the same time and, like, make Twitter upset. For no reason whatsoever. Anyway, I guess I was approached about joining a kind of a podcast network type thing It's kind of like a green room, like the, you know, the Twitter, you know, the Twitter spaces. It's called Colin. We're going to be doing our own show at least once a week.
And that's, during... that's call in, not like yeah. Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Colin, like C-A-L-L-I-N. I'm sure I'll tweet about it later, you know, to download the app. The app is on, both, Apple and, Android phones, which is great. So anybody, so pretty much everybody should be able to join, unless you're like using a Nokia still.
Well, and you also don't have to have the app to listen to us.
You just have the app. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is still new to us. You may be able to talk to us live on the podcast.
And you know, Go on.
Yeah, appreciate you. So ultimately, we're going to be doing our exact same podcast. If you guys have subscribed or liked or you know reviewed and everything, we'll still have our same feed, so you don't have to worry about that. But where we're going to kind of up our game here is where you will be able to call in live. We'll be you know advertising on Twitter, like saying like, "Hey, this is when we're doing the recording." And it's ultimately, yeah, a Spotify green room or Twitter space, but we can have a recording of it. And that's going to be our podcast going forward once we publish it. So we will have, we want to get as many people live listening to our ridiculous Mavericks takes. But we want to increase the engagement because that's actually one of the reasons that we were, you know, actually approached was because we have awesome fans like you guys. And listeners that want to hear your questions live. So you'll be able to ask it on the show. It'll be kind of like a call-in show. It's also going to just really up our production value a whole bunch because, one, we're actually getting properly compensated. But in addition to that, we're going to be we're going to have sound drops. Because of this new thing, we've unleashed the Kraken.
I don't understand drops. The torment they've provided
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they, yeah, like, they, yeah.
To give to Ruben. Yeah, they've handed myself and Don the ability to have a soundboard.
Yeah, built in, which is built in.
It's yeah, gonna this be, is going to be like Ira and the Douche from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
It's going to be a cacophony of fart noises and the boner spring all the time.
I need that, that soundbite of Jason Kidd that's like, who's ready to kill themselves?
Oh, would you need to get that? Damn, because we'll talk about recording.
We'll plan all this. But to re-explain this, since I'm a dumbass, and I'm kind of going to re-explain it to myself and therefore explain it to you. We're moving to a shiny new podcasty network type thing, but it's a mishmash of what we've already been doing with like a green room, you know, Twitter spaces type setting. So you're essentially getting a live listen into our podcasting process, and it'll change the format a bit, but more or less we'll be doing the same shit we always do, which is have a lot of fun talking about the Mavs, and we can actually start taking our questions live, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So that's a cool element to it, and then yeah, we'll still have our feed and all of our old episodes and everything like that, and everything we do going forward to still be recorded and edited and all that stuff, but yeah, it'll be a little more I don't know. I'd say immersive and raw. And
you can literally call Squish a dumbass.
Yes, you can call me. Well, if we give you permission to.
If we give, just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're looking forward to hanging out with you guys live and really continuing the Mavs discussion. It's going to be an awesome time, and our first episode is going to be next week. We'll announce the time once it's a little closer, once we can all get schedules figured out. But we're going to be better about that too. So pretty much, you're getting a more consistent schedule. You'll have a more opportunities to interact with us and you know get thoughts off your mind in a public forum in a very fun way. We're really excited about it.
And get thoughts off your mind.
Yes.
You know, we'll distract you.
And also, forgot what I was going to say. You distract me right now.
the thoughts of thought.
Yeah, thoughts of thought. No, we're really excited. Again, if you guys have any questions about the app or anything, you guys can always reach out to me. I've been playing around with it a little bit, you know, kind of seeing what we're capable of.
Is there a video
There's not yet.
Not yet. I think Yeah, okay.
That might be coming, but I think right now it's just straight up, you know,
voice. Oh, I'm more than content with it being in an audio only. I was also the last one on that Zoom call, so that's why I
asked
that question. Yeah. Cool. So but, what do you say we get to questions?
Let's do it. All right, let's go. Again, this will be changing next week, though. If you want to ask questions, you got to hop on, you know, and ask.
Can't confirm.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, Bryce asks, can we record at a time where I can join? I'll take my answer off the air. Well, too late.
No.
Again, we're changing the format, man. So, you know, you can come on a time that we can that you can join. If you can get up on time, that'd be great. Yes. Let's see. Hoops and Hops asks, which great dude. I love the dude. He's an awesome dude in real life. Where are we meeting for the Mavs Championship Parade this year? Let's say Novitski Way.
Yeah, Novitski Way. Sounds great.
Yeah, right there by the AAC. Muras Band asks, which Mavs player do you think would have the most impact if he got hot from three and stayed hot all playoffs?
Maxi Kleber.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it's either Maxi for me or it's gonna be or Davis. I think like those two dudes.
Dwight Powell.
Yeah, if Dwight Powell like just fucking goes nuclear.
Playoff like, MVP, you know, Dwight Powell.
Yeah, dude, that what a fucking timeline.
if we get Dwight Powell hitting 60% from three throughout the playoffs. We're building a statue right next to him and Dirk. It's just going to be, Dirk's weird, anal bead statue. And at the end of that, it is Dwight Powell getting hit in the face with one of those balls. Like,
yes. Holy shit.
Such a Powell good statue's just a disembodied hand. Like,
I got to sketch that out. I got to sketch that out. That's amazing.
Someone should unveil a Dwight Powell statue just on Twitter.
But yeah, so we all think it's probably Maxi. Like, who's gonna be like, if he gets hot, like, you know,
or Luca. I mean, like, if Luca's hitting his threes at a great clip, you know,
yeah, which he has been. It looks like I saw exactly. That stat from CBA Mavs about how he's been hitting like nearly 40% of his fucking threes for the last 25 games. So I'm like, let's fucking go. Yep. next question comes from Zach. Who has the sexiest accent on the Mavs? Judge on accent alone, divorce from who's behind it.
I thought Jalen has like, he doesn't have an accent, but I will say that he has like, he's got probably like, I don't know. He's got the best speaking voice of everybody. Like, he seems to be more eloquent in his descriptions. But
I think like, yeah, I think, yeah, I would say
because like Maxi like, doesn't have an accent.
Yeah, he does.
It's a little bit of German accent.
Yeah. A little does bit. He? Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Nothing like crazy. Like,
he's very German. Like polite, like a polite little German accent.
Yeah. I would, I don't know, man.
Boban just sounds like an int, so.
Yeah,
we found that y'all are both orcs.
I don't want to say Luca.
Three? Luca like, I'm not Luca. Three, man.
Luca just said, look,
I'm an int.
Oh. It might be Maxi for me. This Boban. So it might be Maxi for me. It just sounds foreign, but you know, like, it sounds vaguely German, but not exactly. You know,
his
like,
inflections are very German.
Yeah,
but the accent's a little more subtle.
Yeah, I think I like. Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, if I were to pick out of anyone who has the sexiest accent, it'd probably be Maxi. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Next question.
I'm gonna go with. I didn't get to answer the fucking question.
Fine. No. Well, you haven't been on in like fucking 2 months.
But you've been hearing me talk for minutes, so you know I'm here. Okay, go with Luca.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. He's got that goofy like. I'm still learning English thing going on, but there's the hint of I lived in fucking Spain for a while.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Next question comes from Mario. Favorite restaurant in the Dallas area? I feel like I've answered this one before. And my answer has not changed. It's not even my favorite. It's my wife's favorite. It's DeLuca Pizza in Design District. That place is the fucking bomb. So it's bougie CC's basically. So.
I can see that. I'm actually going to shout out my friend's restaurant, Sloan's Corner in downtown Dallas.
Oh,
that is some delicious food. And I'm playing there
on April 23rd, I believe.
Oh, what?
Yep. So
you guys have a game that night.
Yeah. You do have to get a table there to watch me play, but it is a great time, and it is the food is top notch.
If you guys want to see Don,
yes, there'll be plenty of opportunities to watch me play in the Dallas Fort Worth area. I'll plug that later.
Cool.
See what about you? I'm going with Campisi's.
Okay.
Is it the best restaurant in town? Not necessarily. Is it my favorite? Yes.
Nice.
Historically.
Let's see. Simon asks, when are we getting the Squish 41 face reveal?
I don't have a face.
No face. Just none. Just like, you're like the Anya from Game of Thrones. Just has multiple faces.
He's the faceless one.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be the thing whenever we do a video broadcast. So it's just going to be me and like two guys, like one, like Squish is going to have like a Mavs themed, like ski mask that looks like he's about to do a heist. You're going to have a luchador mask.
I'm going to find this off season. I got to find it.
Yeah.
I'm going to find an authentic, like I'm going to find one, guys. It's like, it's coming.
So wait, are you unface revealing? Is that?
I guess. I mean, everybody kind of. I posted my picture one time.
Can you put your face away after it's already out there?
Can that be our bit? I'm
doing an unface reveal.
That reminds me of the Tyler I Am tweet where it's like he tweeted like it was like 3 years ago where it was like, you know, Klay Thompson at the end of the day like takes off his goatee and hangs it up after the game.
Well, can that be our bit? Like three luchador masks. Like everyone knows who I am. Like it's kind of like everyone's seen like Rey Mysterio already. But like there's some mystery behind you two guys. Like, but like anytime we're at a game, they're like, oh, there's a Hoops and Hefeweizen's guy. We can tell because they're the fuckers with the luchador masks
at the games for no reason, bro.
Can someone actually make me a Kane style mask, like WWF Kane style mask, but like Mavs colored, but instead of fake black hair attached to it, it's fake blonde hair.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of a Mav wrestling pun and I cannot find it. It's fine. Nope. I'll figure it out.
It's going to be right after the recording. You're like, oh shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's see. Next question comes from Wes, who wants to come on the podcast, Wes, you have your chance starting next week.
Download favorite, call in.
Yep. Favorite and least favorite memory from this regular season. The entire COVID era.
Yes.
Fucking sucked. That was the worst. Like literally like sky falling like every fucking game. Like people were literally mad at me because I would tweet that guess what day it is? Like tweet every morning. Mm-hmm. People were so mad. They're like, I don't want to see this tweet. And I'm like, bro, like, this is the bit. Like, I'm going to tweet it no matter what. Like, that was my least favorite. Like, just that, like 3 week span in December, you know, where we just like were terrible because of COVID, Luca, being, you know, all stuff. My favorite memory is definitely like pick any of the Celtics game winners.
Yes.
or the Dinwiddie win against the Nets. You know, I think those are like basically anything that was like high leverage, like, situations against really good teams. Nets, you know, debatable. You know, against really good teams, supposedly, that are just like last minute shots. Like those are like my, or even like the Luka, like hitting what, like the 50, you know, the 50 point game, you know, any of those really are like my favorite things in the world. So
I second you with the Dinwiddie shot. Cause that's a revenge, you know, shot, so to speak, you know, him leave the Nets and just, you know, putting a dagger. That was fantastic. Luka's last or late game heroics has been fantastic. I think like the worst memory has to be the one game I attended where we lost to the Kuzma-led Wizards. And I think, like, so Montrezl Harrell and Kuzma just destroying the Mavericks, which is a thing I don't think I'll have to repeat very often.
Hopefully. Let's see in the playoffs. We'll see. But what about you, Squish?
I will say my least favorite moment of the season was finding out the homie Skin Wade had cancer.
He's
gotten through his radiation, I think.
Hopefully the outlook
is better going forward. Sending good energy to that guy because he's awesome. If you've ever had the privilege of running into him or meeting him, just genuinely awesome person and deserves good things. So hopefully resting up and feeling better soon. Yeah. Best moment for me was Luca getting into it with Mo Wagner. I haven't laughed that hard in like 5 years. Who the fuck are you? Like, it was so fucking good, man.
The Luca dunk. Jalen didn't even, he's like, I thought that was the putback.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, everyone was like, no one believed it was Luca.
Yeah, Jalen in the post game, he's like, I still don't know what just happened. Like,
I think Jason Kidd thought it was Maxi at first. Like,
it was so impressive. Luca's teammates had an out of body experience.
Amazing, just amazing shit. One that we did not fucking talk about was the Dirk retirement.
I think the reason why is because when I think of Dirk retirement, I think of Dirk's last home game. That whole ceremony to me was Dirk's retirement. Like, yes, we needed to, you know, hoist the jersey up and everything, and that was just, you know, a given, and, you know, of course, ultimate respect to the man, but like the fact that they had so many like NBA legends come out and, you know, in support of him, like the four players that inspired him to play basketball, like, and his speech and his like, you know, the 41 forever thing, like just all of that was that to me was Dirk's retirement, even though like we've had now a formal ceremony with it.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Sort of emotional night, but I guess I was thinking of the team. That's my favorite Dirk moment this year for sure.
Sure.
And my least favorite Dirk moment was the fucking statue
that we saw at the
game. We can't just have
him holding the ball. We don't know where it's going. Yeah, if you
look up a great example of overthinking, and you will find the two extra balls on that Dirk statue.
Oh man, God! I will say, looking back, like on his last home game, it was crazy that they got Charles Barkley and Scottie Pippen, who apparently don't like each other, like out there.
I don't think Scottie Pippen likes people. I think if there's anything that the Last Dance show was just like, Scottie Pippen's actually kind of a pain in the ass to work with, it was Michael Jordan's team basically like, we got to make Scottie look like kind of a dickhole here.
I still got to read that book, dude. It just seems like the messiest shit ever.
I think my favorite tweet of the last dance was someone's like, I don't think my subs can handle Scottie Pippen's voice.
human didgeridoo, Scottie Pippen. What was it like playing with Michael Jordan?
Wow, oh, God.
Fascinating. You just gotta didgeridoo noises with subtitles.
Oh, God. Okay, let's see. He does like a didgeridoo. Okay. Next question comes from Stateside Seagulls, which is the American supporter group for my team in England, Brighton and Hove Albion. How about them Seagulls? Because we beat Arsenal yesterday. I think we gone like maybe like a month and a half without a win, which is crazy. Because we didn't start off so hot, but yeah, fucking great win. Fuck Arsenal. Sorry, Arsenal fans, but fuck you guys. Let's see. Next question comes from Jennifer. She asks, what is your ideal team with past and present players? So let's do a starting five plus like a six man. Let's not do like a full like fucking 15 man roster, but
are we like any and all players, or
I think of the Mavs.
An all Mavs starting. Okay. Yeah. I'll go. I mean, we're going to put Prime Dirk. I think that's a given.
Yeah. Like MVP Dirk. Yeah.
I got to put Max or Axe Murderer Tyson Chandler, like when he was just at his peak.
Yeah.
You know what? Nick Van Exel has the six man for me.
Okay. Fucking works.
Who do you guys want at point?
Luca. Oh, no, Luca. No, no, no. Sorry, no, no, no. No, put Luca at the two.
Okay. And then, Luca at two. So then would that be Nash or
probably Kid? Nash. I'd probably put Nash.
Yeah. Nash. And then we have to put like someone like, who do you think, like a Guire or somebody or Blackman at that three?
I'd probably put Mark McGuire there, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark McGuire. Yeah. I think that's, and obviously, like, yeah, you put Luke at the two, but like, he's still another ball handler, like, which that team would dominate, like, that team with like me having two ball handlers on the court at once, and then having
team score 400 points a game.
No, and then having like prime Dirk, like actually like stretching the floor a shit ton more, like, you know, like taking like 10 threes a game, like that's fucking insane.
It's like, funny. We always think of Dirk as like a you know, a pick and popper, but like that dude drove to the basket like crazy in the mid early.
Yeah, when he was young. And it was just like, when he was young. Yeah,
yeah. It's really I forget. Oh yeah, he drove to the basket frequently.
Like I watch that Panda Hank video all the time. Like totally. You know, it's on in the background sometimes, just so I can have it on, and I'm just like, oh yeah, like I forgot he could do that. You know, it's been forever since I've seen it. So
it's awesome.
Do we have any other alternatives or anything?
I think I would do my personal people I saw play a lot bias lineup would probably be Nash, Luca. Then I would go Sean Marion at the three, actually.
Yeah,
sure. Dirk, Tyson, and then prime Michael Finley off the bench.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Ooh. That'd be fucking crazy. Dude.
Jet off.
Huh? Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
That's a fuck defense, though. But
yeah.
Yeah, so, Marion's in the starting five.
Sure.
So if we had, let's say we had a kid off the bench, would we have Coach Kid as coaching young kid, like, or younger kid?
I'm letting Don Nelson coach the team.
That'd be hell so yes. Fun, dude.
Like, hell current yes. Don Nelson or like,
yeah,
know, Mavs coach then?
Yeah, drug kingpin Don Nelson.
Dude,
fucking weed farmer Don Nelson.
Oh, so great. Oh, I'd love that shit so much.
Joe's Crab Shack and Don Nelson.
Don Nelson does look like he's in some kind of weed mafia.
Yes, oh, like, yeah, which is like hilarious because it's just weed. It's nothing like it's not actual hard drugs. Yeah, but
exactly. He's oh, just cool. Out there just fucking just slinging glass, everybody. All right.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Don Nelson meets Heisenberg. Let's see. That'd be a fun little...
Don Nelson's weirdly into Breaking Bad cosplay. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think.
Well, but it's not even Breaking Bad cosplay. It's like Scarface cosplay.
Yeah, no.
Weirdly less subtle.
All right, let's see. Next question comes from No Name Mavs asks. I love this question. Would you rather have on your team a Dirk-sized JJ Barea or a Dirk-sized Devin Harris? And they keep all of like their stats. They keep like all their skills, basically.
Or Devin Harris. Barea.
Oh, well, I don't know, man. Like, if it's Dirk's, because Devin Harris may be the fastest person I've seen in person.
Like, but younger, yeah.
This is the thing. Barea could be even faster if he had longer legs.
I guess he would have more of the fuck you mentality. Yeah.
The steps per second on JJ's like 5'8" frame.
That's a good point. Yeah, I would love to see Dirk size JJ against that Bynum hit and just seeing Bynum just like crash like to the floor. Actually, what I would love is for this power to happen right as that hit is about to happen. He just like mushroom, yeah, power up mushrooms.
It's like a puffer fish.
Boom. Exactly. It's like Ant-Man. And just posterizes him.
That's such a fun question. I think JJ Barea, though. Like, yeah, Devin Harris is cool, but I just like JJ Barea is like one of my favorites of all time, like on this team. So,
on JJ's skill set, if he kept his speed and
with everything, like with
we may have accidentally made the GOAT.
Oh, God. Okay, let's see. Next question comes from Juan. If in like soccer, you could have a team captain. The guy that rallies the team, that stands up for his team, etc. And it was picked based on the player's personality rather than their talent. Who would you choose and why? So, I mean, they do captains today, right? Or not?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think it's really been a thing.
Yeah, or it hasn't been a thing for a while. But
I don't think there's been like a designated captain spot in basketball. I don't
like
think.
Officially, yeah, like
because I know it's a thing in hockey, and I know it's a thing in football. But so, football is basically just like the captain is just always going to be the quarterback, basically, and like a middle linebacker or a safety. It's like one of the two is ever calling the plays.
Yeah, so I don't know. Let's see who based on personality. I mean,
Brunson
would be a good one. Would be. I think even like Dwight, dude. Like just because like he's been like he just constant professional, like knows what to do, like will stand up for his teammates, you know.
Puts his face on the line.
Yeah, literally, like literally and metaphorically. we'll put his face on the line. Who else, man? Like even like I don't know, like Theo Pinson even. like he's constantly like
sheer energy.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, dude. Like I think if I had to choose one though, I think it would be Dwight Powell. Just as like that guy, like yeah, like he's not the best player on the team, but like just like the way he carries himself and the way like he's always level-headed, like tries to keep like you know Luka and company calm down. You know when it's like a huge moment, like I think I'd have to go Dwight on this one. Mm-hmm. But you squish.
I mean, you got it.
Yep,
I got it. All right. Well, that is the last question of our last podcast in this format. So that was it.
Guys, thank you so much for submitting questions. We are here today because of you guys and because of y'all listening. We've got a remarkably consistent and well engaged audience, and it is very appreciative. Thank you for sticking with us even when this core three can't be there all the time because life stuff happens. But it sounds like we now have a but you know, shift in focus to where we are going to be dedicating a little bit more to generating good content for you guys, being a little bit more consistent. And we're here for the playoffs, guys. Like it is, it's going to happen. It's going to be a great, great time. This has been an awesome Maverick season, mainly y'all's fault. Anything you guys want to add?
Just download Colin. You know, you can follow me on there now. Actually, you can like follow certain people. So like whenever we go live, like you'll get a notification for it, which is really cool. Fantastic. Do that. You know, obviously like, you know, the RSS feeds will still be around. So even if you can't like join live, like you can still listen to the podcast.
Listen later. Yep. It's
podcast like through, style. Through Apple, through Spotify, even on their app, you know, they'll have it on.
Yeah, and they have a website. And then I know the IRL, oh God, I got to download an app. But hey, you don't necessarily have to download the app unless you want to talk to us, you know. We'll be there and it'll be a good time. And I'm excited.
We're all excited. Guys, thank you so much for supporting us from wherever you are listening right now. Have a awesome rest of the week. Let's go Mavs. Let's beat the hell out of the Spurs just for the fun of it. And enjoy the rest of your week.
We can sweep them. We can sweep them. Hell, I want them. All right, guys. Later.
Bye, guys.